Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Hantoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. He has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 20 years to support you when your health matters. It's Dr. Hantoon's intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered by Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. Doc Rick calls that being proactive, and he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from this generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
I'm here with Bruce Bagan of B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're talking about making home pools and spas green.
As always, it's great speaking with you, Jimmy.
You are the exclusive pool builder that offers the IntelliPool and IntelliSpa.
Jimmy, green is about more than just energy. It's about safety and cleanliness as well.
What makes up an Intelli system?
As far as what's green, it includes a programmable IntelliFlow pump with its built-in shutoff feature that meets New York and New Jersey's requirements for new pools. We use heat pumps that reduce heating costs. We offer solar heating as well. For those people who wish to reduce or eliminate chemicals in the pool, we can install a system that makes their water virtually chemical-free.
Thanks for informing our listeners, Bruce. If you need to contact a pool professional about your pool, call B&B Pool and Spa Center, 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 800-594-2137. That's bbpoolandspa.com, 800-594-2137.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hantoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh, New York. And I'm here with you each week to discuss different health concerns and health topics important to you, important to your health, important to healthy communities. And I appreciate your time to tune in to gather this information. And if you have questions and we don't answer your questions fully while on the show, please consider contacting any one of the providers that are listed on the site. TheAlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. So go to TheAlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. You can listen to any of the shows that we've recorded for almost 7 years now, and we would like for you to do that and get your questions answered. And the person who helps me do that's in studio with me today. He's sitting across the studio. His name is Mark Sabin. And welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Thank you so much, Doc Rick. You know, every week we get together to talk about topics, you know, about people's health, and there are kind of different aspects or maybe even categories about the kinds of conversations we have. And one of the conversations that we have is about vitamins and the importance of vitamins in your health. And most of these vitamins are vitamins that we take in orally through the foods that we eat. But there's another vitamin that you say is the free vitamin, and that's vitamin D. So can you tell us a little bit about what vitamin D is and how it works?
Well, what we want the listener to appreciate is January we covered vitamin A, February we covered vitamin B, March we covered vitamin C, and so here we are and we're discovering and discussing the fourth vitamin, which is vitamin D, in the fourth month of the year. And so vitamin D is important, and most people appreciate the fact that it has something to do with calcium, even if they don't know what it has to do with calcium, and it has something to do with bones, even if they don't know what it has to do with bones. And so vitamin D, it assists in calcium absorption and depositing that calcium into the bones. It assists in the formation and maintenance of healthy bones and making sure that your bones stay strong and functional.
So it actually has nothing really directly to do with the calcium itself, but it actually helps the calcium be used by the body.
It's a calcium transporter.
Ah, okay. So are there other things that vitamin D does besides that transportation of calcium?
Well, yeah. Vitamin D refers to a group of fat-soluble, what are called secosteroids, and they're responsible for enhancing intestinal absorption of calcium, absorption of iron, magnesium, phosphate, and zinc, all of which are very, very necessary for health.
So those are, and those are all minerals that we're talking about being absorbed in vitamin D. So if you have a low level of vitamin D, what kind of health problems could result?
Well, you'll definitely develop things like weak bones. In kids, it's called rickets. As you get older, it's called osteomalacia. You'll develop hormonal concerns because I'm sure we're going to learn that vitamin D is a hormone precursor. And so when we talk about vitamin D, it definitely is tied to and affects how our hormonal system functions. And so it's important for us to make sure we have adequate amounts of vitamin D.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned that it was very important for children in terms of bone development. Is the same true for pregnant women and breastfeeding mothers?
Yes, vitamin D is very, very important for a normal pregnancy and for women who are interested in becoming pregnant and maintaining a healthy pregnancy. It feeds into the no pun intended, the breastfeeding aspect of feeding the child. And so it's important for pregnant women as well as their unborn child.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it true that gestational diabetes, the kind of diabetes you get during a pregnancy, and preeclampsia can be linked to vitamin D deficiency in pregnant women?
Yes, and it's also associated with underdeveloped or small infants. So making sure that you have adequate amounts of vitamin D helps with the gestational diabetes so that you don't get that. It helps with the preeclampsia and make sure that you're helps to contribute to having a normal-sized infant as opposed to an underdeveloped smaller infant.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned that the problems for children, but also seniors can have problems related to having insufficient vitamin D.
Yeah, well, with children, it's more about rickets, which results in bow-leggedness or knock knees, and I remember growing up and hearing all about that, and that's when they were really pushing vitamin D, etc. But for seniors and for the elder population, it's more about the weak bones, the brittle bones, and having severe fractures, like if you fracture a hip or something like that, that could potentially be life-ending.
That could be. I mean, you hear that quite frequently with the elder population. Now, what about its relationship to cancer?
Well, initial evidence says proper vitamin D levels help reduce the risk of cancer, but the evidence is not 100% conclusive. They're still doing research on it. But you can't hurt yourself by maintaining proper vitamin D levels in your body. And since vitamin D is associated with so many different functions within the body, maintaining adequate amounts of vitamin D is important for overall health.
Mm-hmm. So with all these functions that it's related to, are there other health problems that link to the having an improper amount of vitamin D, such as even depression?
Well, depression is one of them. We also want to talk about cardiovascular disease, dementia. Mm. Lots of different types of infections are associated with vitamin D deficiency and even autoimmune disease.
Now, how prevalent is vitamin D deficiency in the U.S.?
It's actually quite prevalent. Reason being is because we've been made to be afraid of the sun. The thought is that the sun is going to lead to things like cancer, and so avoid the sun at all costs, which directly affects our ability to manufacture vitamin D.
And so our bodies actually manufacture the vitamin D because we sometimes think about the sunlight being the provider of vitamin D.
Yes, it's what helps to stimulate vitamin D production within the body, and without the sunlight, vitamin D production doesn't take place. And realistically, there aren't an adequate amount of vitamin D sourced foods.
But what about they put vitamin D in milk? I mean, you hear that all the time.
They do put vitamin D in milk, don't they? And that's supposed to make all the difference in the world. The difficulty is that what they do to milk in the process of putting the synthetic, the completely refined and processed synthetic vitamin D in the milk, along with the completely refining and processing of pasteurizing and homogenizing the milk, you're not really going to absorb much of that from the milk itself. And so, you know, if you're drinking milk directly from your mother, then you're going to get adequate amounts. But when you're getting it from a cow that has had all sorts of hormones and antibiotics and the pasteurization and the homogenization and the artificial synthetic vitamin D that's added to milk, you're not going to get much vitamin D from that.
Mm-hmm. So, well, that's important to know. Now, you know, sunlight is we credit sunlight with a lot of things. One of them is mood, and people who live in the northern regions who have long winters and short days, it affects your emotional state. So sunlight is really important in terms of being able to maintain a sort of a happy disposition.
It's hugely so, as sunlight stimulates your feel-good gland called the pineal gland. And so making sure that that gets stimulated adequately by, you know, being exposed to the sun and having that gland stimulated by sunlight itself is very, very important.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is a great conversation. Let's take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the Alternative Healthcare Network.com. When we get back, I want to talk to you some more about vitamin D and how you can use vitamin D appropriately for your health.
Absolutely, but please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.com, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Your attention, please. Do you suffer with liver concerns such as arthritis, vision problems, headaches, elevated cholesterol, inflammatory conditions, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, allergies, sugar balancing concerns, or excessive weight? All are indications the liver is overwhelmed with toxins. Call 845-561-2225 and speak to Dr. Richard Huntoon about the doctor-supervised detoxification program. This healthy cleanse will change your life and eliminate your health concerns. Call 845-561-2225 and ask about the doctor-supervised detox program. Return your health to balance this spring. That's 561-2225. The doctor-supervised detoxification program, your solution to your liver concerns.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And today, my cohort, Mark Sabin, and I are talking about the only free vitamin in the world, which is vitamin D.
So free, why is it free?
You don't need to buy anything in order to experience it. You simply go out in the sun and partake in what God has made available to us. And it's a very vital, important vitamin for the body. As I've said earlier, it's a hormone precursor. And it's necessary, which is why God made it abundantly available. And man has found a way to interfere with that and screw that up in some way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. So that in itself is fascinating.
Well, how much time do we need to spend in the sun to get all the vitamin D that we need?
20 minutes worth is quite sufficient, but it must be done without the sunblock or without the sunscreen. If you're putting sunblocks on, then you could spend the whole day in the sun and not get any vitamin D. And sunscreens, you may have to go more than 20 minutes. And so you want to take the time to spend some time in the sun, and it doesn't have to be baking in the sun, but you definitely need to spend time in the sun, and you want to try to do that every day.
Mm-hmm. So how much skin needs to be exposed to the sun in these 20 minutes? Would it be enough just to have, if we're wearing clothes and have, you know, a shirt or a jacket on it, would that be enough, your hands and your face?
Probably not. You probably want a little bit more skin exposed. You know, it's interesting. We have solar panels on our houses nowadays, and you know, how much sun exposure is necessary in order to generate proper amounts of energy from those solar panels. Well, same thing with our skin. Our skin are our solar panels, if you will. And if they're not being exposed, then you're not generating the energy or the vitamin D associated with being in the sun. And so you definitely want to, you know, the more area of your body that you can expose within reason, the better off you're going to be.
Now, you mentioned sunblocks, and there's a big concern now about skin cancers. And I mean, part of that is because of the way that the atmosphere has been depleted of its natural, you know, prevention of these things that get in the ultraviolet rays. But more and more people seem to be, you know, getting skin cancer. And the basal cell variety, which is not considered to be deadly, is gotten to be quite common. So is that happening just simply because of too much sun exposure?
No, it's actually due to sun activating already corrupt cells due to all the crap and the toxins and pollutants that are in our diet and what we breathe and what we apply to our skin. I mean, there's so many, quote, skincare products out there that end up clogging the skin and altering how the skin functions, because that's what it's designed to do. But when you appreciate that what you're putting into your body and what you're putting onto your body is affecting how the body expresses itself, and you create enough toxins within the body that denature cells, that's ultimately what leads to cell mutation and skin cancer.
And you really need to appreciate that when you put things topically on your skin, the skin actually has the capacity to absorb what you put on it.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So, you know, obviously we talk a lot about nutrition and the importance of it. Is there something that you need to do in terms of your diet to be able to maximize your use of vitamin D?
Well, what's important is to make sure that you're getting adequate amounts of calcium. Calcium that ultimately ends up getting put into your tissues, and you get a tissue calcium, which is different from blood calcium. The reason why a person gets sunburn is because they're creating lots of vitamin D by spending excess amounts of time in the sun. The vitamin D is being generated, and then that vitamin D diffuses through the skin and eventually gets to the bloodstream. And in the process of doing that, it picks up calcium from the tissues and puts it into the blood to be, you know, delivered to the bones or the immune system or what have you. And when the tissue calcium levels fall below a certain threshold, that's when your skin is going to burn. So what's important is you want to make sure that you maintain adequate amounts of calcium in your diet and maintain adequate amounts of calcium in your tissues. And the opposite of vitamin D is a vitamin that we may probably talk about next month, which is vitamin F. And what vitamin F does is it takes the calcium out of the blood and puts it back in the tissues. So when you have whatever amount of vitamin D your body's generating as a result of sun exposure to the skin, you want to have a counterbalance of the vitamin F to help maintain tissue calcium levels, and then you don't get sunburned.
You're the only person I know that talks about vitamin F. Why is that? I mean, why were you not more aware of this vitamin?
Well, they discovered it back in the 1940s, and then they took it out of the literature back in the 1940s. You know, I can only theorize why they would do that. You know, old school farmers used to use, you know, oat water. They would take their oats and soak it in water, and they would drink that water. And they, one of the ingredients that they would get would be a high amount of vitamin F, and they could go work out in the fields all day long and not get sunburned because they were getting adequate amounts of vitamin F to maintain their tissue calcium levels.
And that came from some whole food that they were using to create that oat water.
Yes, real live oats.
So with you know, obviously people don't want to get sunburns, but you made a distinction between the blood calcium and tissue calcium. And how do you balance those two, and what is it that makes it the calcium be more abundant in your blood rather than in your tissue?
Well, that's the vitamin D. If you get hypervitaminosis D, it causes people to feel sick, and that's because they're depleting their tissues of the calcium necessary for normal functioning. And when you've increased your blood calcium over the normal tissue calcium levels, and you get a thing called hypervitaminosis D, that's one of the things that's going to happen as a result of too much sun exposure. So you get sunburn, you get sun poisoning, you could have sunstroke, and to combat that, you need more vitamin F to remove the effects of the hypervitaminosis D.
Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, we are all being told that we're supposed to be using these sunblocks, and I guess, you know, since most of us are susceptible to sunburn, how do we balance that, you know, the appropriate use of it and the excessive use of that?
Well, you want to appreciate the fact that you need to clean your diet up, because you want to have what gets deposited into your skin through your diet is basically all the carbohydrates, the completely refined and processed, the overprocessed, the chemical-based and the synthetic-based foods that we eat. Your body has to do something with the negative metabolites associated with eating that completely refined and processed food, and one of the places it deposits it is in your skin. And so getting real food, getting adequate amounts of real food, making sure that your body is efficient as far as processing things. So you want to detoxify the body, clean the body up and its ability to be efficient, and by eating real food. And then, you know, if you have adequate amounts of vitamin F in your diet, then going out and spending time in the sun is not a big deal. And then you're producing the amount of vitamin D that your body needs, and your hormones are working, your immune system working. You know, you're minimizing the negative effects of vitamin D deficiency.
And you said that vitamin D was a fat-soluble vitamin, as I recall. And the skin actually contains a fair amount of fat in it, does it not?
Yes, it does. And that's one of the reasons why it does, is because, you know, part of the protective mechanism for fat is such a vital role within being healthy. The difficulty is that we have an excess amount of non-usable fat as opposed to essential fat. And when you're getting enough essential fats, vitamin D being part of that, it's a fat-soluble vitamin. Vitamin A, D, E, and K are fat-soluble. soluble vitamins. By getting adequate amounts of good, healthy fat within your body, then your body has the adequate amounts of vitamin D to do what it's supposed to do, and its ability to manufacture vitamin D would due to sun exposure.
So it's so important to understand that there's a difference between what you're calling essential fats, which our body needs and is part of the structure of our body that's so important, and the non-essential fats that are being stored in our bodies and are basically housing a lot of the toxins that we are consuming in these diets with all this processed food.
Correct. So obesity itself is the body's way of trying to solve a couple of problems. It's trying to isolate the toxins associated with the completely refined and processed foods, and it's also an indication that the body's starving. So when you're starving and you're producing lots of toxins, then your body's definitely going to have obesity issues. And so when you feed the body real food and you give it what it needs, then the body's going to run in an appropriate fashion.
Well, this is really great. It's always informative to have these conversations with you and be able to ask some of these questions. And I think a lot of the people who are listening to the show would be interested in finding out this information, because clearly the more that you know about how to have your health and how to maintain your health and how to restore your health, the better off your life is going to be.
Absolutely. So it's important for the listener to keep paying attention. We're going to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor. Please tune back in after this short commercial break, and thanks for listening.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Your attention, please. Do you suffer with liver concerns such as arthritis, vision problems, headaches, elevated cholesterol, inflammatory conditions, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, allergies, sugar balancing concerns, or excessive weight? All are indications the liver is overwhelmed with toxins. Call 845-561-2225 and speak to Dr. Richard Huntoon about the doctor-supervised detoxification program. This healthy cleanse will change your life and eliminate your health concerns. Call 845-561-2225 and ask about the doctor-supervised detox program. Return your health to balance this spring. That's 561-2225, the doctor-supervised detoxification program, your solution to your liver concerns.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh, New York. And today we're talking about a very important vitamin, a free vitamin.
Free vitamin.
And we're talking about vitamin D.
We like that. It is free. Now, you know, we were talking about sunblock and the fact that people are using it more and more because there are more and more instances of skin cancer, and we are dealing with a lot of pollution and changes to our environment as well as our diet. And are there any other effects that we didn't cover about how sunblock affects vitamin D absorption?
Well, essentially what it does exactly what it says. Sun block, it blocks the effect that the sun has on the skin. The medical model of health or lack of health, actually, it creates an imbalance that facilitates sickness that seems to be the business of the day. So if you feed the person crap food and you watch how nature shows up in your body as a problem, then you start to get an understanding of what's working, what's not working. And so we up here in the Northeast, and it's not just the Northeast anymore, it's pretty much the whole northern end of our country. Has severe vitamin D deficiencies because we've been utilizing the sunblocks, as we've been told, and we're not spending time in the sun because we've been led to believe that it's going to create skin cancer and that it's bad for your health. And it's just so counterintuitive, and it doesn't make any sense at all. And so as a result, people are developing problems, which is good for the business of medicine, but it's not good for the overall health of the individual.
Now, with the fact that we have this disparity between the seasons and how much light there is in darkness, can you get enough vitamin D if you were to get the exposure in the season of the spring and the summer? And or do you need to have it balanced throughout the year?
You need to have it balanced throughout the year. And what was interesting is if you look at tribal cultures, what did they do in the wintertime? They migrated south. They went to where the food was, and they went to where it was warmer, et cetera, and they continued to stay in the sun for those people who lived up in the northern parts. And so it's important for us to appreciate the fact that, yes, we set up our roots, and the government wants us to be tied down to one particular area because it's easier to monitor us if we're always in one area. It just becomes a question of what can you do to support yourself? And if you're living up where I live, which is in the Northeast, it's important to make sure that you're getting adequate amounts of of vitamin D and what's going to become important and what the medical profession has jumped on is the fact that you need to supplement. But you want to supplement with things that are going to help to support your vitamin D from a natural standpoint, not necessarily from a synthetic standpoint. The doctors talk a lot about vitamin D3, and the reason why they talk about vitamin D3 is because they've been able to manufacture a synthetic vitamin D3. But, you know, you need all the components of vitamin D,
right,
not just the third component of vitamin D.
Now, what about foods? I mean, are there foods that are particularly rich in vitamin D?
There are some foods that are rich in vitamin D. Essentially, what we would like to do is egg yolks, fish oils, beef liver. These are the natural foods. And then there are the enriched foods with the crap vitamin that your body doesn't really absorb. And these are the milks and the cheeses where artificial vitamin D has been added. So, you know, egg yolks, fish oils, beef liver, those kinds of things. But ultimately, why don't you just take advantage of the freeness of it and spend some time out in the sun? And we're not asking you to go bake in the sun, which a lot of people do in the summertime. I'm guilty of that. Take the time to spend about 20, 25 minutes out in the sun during the day and keep some skin exposed so that you're actually generating your solar panels to generate vitamin D.
Now, would indirect sunlight be just as valuable as sunlight, or do you have to, you know, in other words, if you're in a shaded area, but it's a bright sunny day?
Well, the interesting thing is people think that they can't get sunburn or they don't really worry so much on a cloudy, overcast day. But, mm-hmm. You know, I've spent some days at the beach where it's been cloudy and overcast, and you'd be surprised, you know, the people around me getting sunburned to the degree that they are. They think, well, I'm not in the direct sun because the sun's behind the clouds, but you know what? Those ultraviolet rays get through those clouds and they can stimulate the body also.
So can you get too much vitamin D?
Yes, you actually can. It's called hypervitaminosis D. Vitamin D overdose causes hypercalcemia, and the main symptom of vitamin D overdose are those of hypercalcemia, things like anorexia, nausea and vomiting can occur, frequently followed by polyuria or polydipsia, weakness, insomnia, nervousness, and ultimately renal failure. Protein in the urine, urinary casts, etc., create calcifications, especially in the kidneys. Other symptoms of vitamin D toxicity include mental aberrations, what they used to call mental retardation in young children, abnormal bone growth and formation, diarrhea, irritability, weight loss, and even severe depression. So vitamin D toxicity is treated by discontinuing any vitamin D supplementation, restricting calcium intake because we don't want to create kidney damage, etc. And I personally would ask people to increase their vitamin F sources, which are things like leafy green vegetables and butter.
Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, this is a great conversation, and you know, we're covered a lot of topics. And I know that as a baseline part of your practice, you do chiropractic care. How essential is that in terms of your being able to absorb vitamins like vitamin D?
Well, overall health, body health, nutrition, and chiropractic are all related to making sure the body has what it needs and can perform its functions. And so chiropractic's primary treatment is by removing nerve interference so that the brain and the body can adequately communicate, making sure that you have enough proper nutrients, even if a body's communicating or not communicating properly is important. So nutrition, supplements, vitamins, vital nutrients, all of those things work hand in hand with chiropractic from helping to promote overall body functioning.
Great stuff. Great stuff. Doc Rick, we're about out of time. I know we didn't get to everybody's questions that people might have today. If they want to ask their own questions and talk to you about their specific situation, how best to reach you?
They can get a hold of me by email. The email is docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. They can certainly call my office directly at area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. It's my pleasure to talk to people. It's my pleasure to communicate with people. You can certainly go to my website and get a wealth of information, which may generate some questions or it may answer your questions. So go to spineboy.com and search around the website and find the topics that you need, whether they're specific health concerns, chronic health concerns, your child's health, or things about health and wellness. But take the time to get the information that you need. I'm going to say thank you very much for tuning in this week. Tune back in next week, same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.